Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. So let's review the chapters that we've read. We are going to reviewing 2 Thessalonians, chapter 1 through 3, and see some of the overarching themes. If you want to reread the scriptures on your own, you're welcome to it. If you want to hear the scriptures again, check out the second audio file attached to this post. Jesus is coming again. This is good news that can change everything about the way you live. Some people go overboard and see signs of the end times in every single activity in the world. The Thessalonians were going through some of this, so Paul, Silas, and Timothy wrote to tell them that the second coming had not happened yet. They didn't need to interpret everything as a sign. In fact, the end won't come until a leader of lawlessness comes, deceives people, and leads them into evil. Jesus will then return and overthrow that person. We do not need to be afraid of the second coming. It is the day we get to see Jesus face to face, and the dawn of justice for the world. It is the day that God returns the world right. Some people have only fear about the coming of Jesus, while others choose to ignore the fact that he is coming again. You can look forward to his coming with confidence. You don't need to ignore his coming. It is your hope, and God's hope gives strength. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. How can you let God's hope give you confidence and hope? How can you live expectantly, looking forward to the second coming of Christ? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.